I've been looking forward to coming over since you messaged me a few days ago. You were wondering if I was home and could possibly watch your daughter so you could go out on a date. I'd only been home from college for a few days after finishing my freshman year, and I hadn't really looked into finding a job. So a few hours of babysitting for a man that I'd been lusting over for what felt like forever? Sign me up. I began angsting over what to wear as I dug through my closet. I was in relatively good shape, although the food at college definitely made me a little soft around the belly. I stared at my naked body in the mirror, wondering what it would be like if you found me attractive. What would you look at first? Are you an ass man? I wondered as I turned my perky bottom to the mirror, grabbing at it with full hands and watching it jiggle as I let it go. Or maybe you're really into breasts. I turned back to the mirror, tweaking my nipples as my fingers drifted over my breasts, sending a zing straight to my pussy. Even if I couldn't have you, and even if you're old enough to be my dad, I'd still get off thinking about you, and you would never know. I settled on a t-shirt and leggings. I'd probably be running around for a bit, right? Best to be comfortable. As I pulled up to your house just after dark, the butterflies I was determined to keep away roared to life. Would your voice still catch my breath? No, I gotta stay focused. Knocking on the door, I found myself holding my breath anyway. The last time I was around before I went off to college, you had only just had your daughter a few months prior, which would make her about a year now. The questions I wanted to ask burned in my mouth until I hear you approach the door, opening it quietly. I watch as your handsome face fills the doorway, a smirk arresting my heart as you put your finger to your full lips, indicating for me to be quiet. Fuck, did you just get out of the shower? I swallowed as nonchalantly as I could, considering you were standing in front of me in a tight black shirt and black dress pants, looking like a full meal, and I was starving. The outline of your body was clearly visible from the hallway light, and I found myself apologizing as if I was being loud. I caught your gaze drifting over my body with heat in your eyes, leaving a trail of fire in its wake, warming my lower belly as you beckoned me inside. I just made it past the threshold when you closed the door behind me. So close, I could feel the brush of your arm across my back. Definitely got out of the shower recently. Oh, you smell so clean and masculine. My eyes slowly move around the small hallway as the sound of a kid's movie drifts through the otherwise silent room. I hear you draw a rough breath behind me and comment on how grown up I look. A blush heats my face all the way to my hairline and down my neck, and I respond with something stupid like, how college is stressing me out, and really it's just because I can't breathe with you so close behind me. I wore these leggings knowing that they show off my curves, and I specifically wore a thong knowing that they're kind of see-through. Shameful? Maybe a little. But it's all in dirty fun. I had a thought that maybe you wouldn't be interested in me at all, and that this would all be wasted. But now that you're taking your time behind me, I know I was wrong. My heartbeat pounds in my ears. I swallow hard as my brain struggles to remember why I'm here. And then you lead me into the living room where I find your daughter curled up on the couch watching a kids' movie. For being a single dad, the house is uncharacteristically clean. A few toys scattered about, but clean and well baby-proofed. Based on how well you care for your appearance and the fact that you have a good job, I don't know what else I expected. I glance up to find you watching your daughter with a softness on your face I don't know I've seen before. a tenderness that's only reserved for this little girl. You whisper out the corner of your mouth that even though this movie is probably too scary for her at this age, she's obsessed with fish, and it hasn't scared her yet. Considering this is the 100th watch through, you hope it's not too bad. My heart squeezes in spite of itself before you bring your gaze back to me. Another slow travel across my face, dropping over my body before you move to sit next to your daughter. She has a sippy cup in between her lips as you indicate me standing close by. Her face lights up before her eyes snap back to yours while you explain that I will be putting her to bed tonight because you have a date. I wave sweetly before sitting down on the other side of her as she waves back, settling back into the couch to continue watching the movie. You lock eyes with me as I get comfortable, letting me know that you have to finish getting ready, and you're going to be heading out in a few minutes. I nod, not caring that I watch you walk out of the room. The way your shoulders shift under your shirt, the way your waist nips in right underneath them. Fuck. I bite my lips between my teeth once you're out of the room. To be honest, I have no idea what's going on in this movie. Something about a fish dad trying to find his fish son. And before I realize it, you're back. Only this time, you're wearing a black button-up, buttoning one sleeve as you round the couch, making this simple action look delicious. And you've styled your hair. My mouth goes dry as whatever you've sprayed on yourself fills the air between us, making my eyes drift close as the light masculine scent fills my mind with nothing but filthy thoughts. It makes me wish that I was the one going on your date with you instead of this woman. Jealousy twists a little in my stomach, and I open my eyes to find you looking at me. I fix my face to make sure that I'm not showing how jealous I am, and I smile, reassuring you for the 7th time since the other day that yes, I know what time she goes to bed and what time to expect you back. I watch as you lean one arm on the couch to drop a kiss on that wild, unruly hair of the little girl who is basically asleep already, and smile at me before striding out of the room. I call after you, saying, "I hope you have a good time." And you respond that you hope you do too, before I hear the door click shut behind you. I breathe deeply for the first time since you came back, dropping my head back against the couch with a thud. My thoughts drift to you again as the movie continues. I wonder what you've been up to, and how this quiet little girl became a part of your life. A little while after you left, she scooted closer to me and put her head against my arm, her sippy cup tucked under one arm with her thumb in her mouth. Oh, it's just so cute. I find myself making a face. I just can't handle it. Another hour passes and I gently scoop up the little girl who is fast asleep before bringing her to bed. Settling her in, I turn the baby monitor on and close the door to a crack before heading back downstairs. My footsteps barely make any sound on the carpeted floor, my eyes drifting over the sparse pictures lining the staircase. I head to the fridge to grab something to drink and I'm impressed by the size of the kitchen itself. Big. Open with a big island in the middle. Maybe it's because I haven't gotten laid in a while, but my thoughts aggressively drop into the idea of us fucking on this island. My insides burn as I place my hands on the counter's edge, imagining you stretching my pussy wide with your cock as you fuck into me from behind. I imagine what the cold marble would feel like against my bare nipples, my cheek pressed against it flat. Would you be rough with me? Would I want you to? I nod to myself, pulling my hands from the counter, humming my happy agreement as I respond to my last question, my body hot with need as I flop back on the couch, turning the baby monitor on before I let my eyes drift shut. The way you towered over me when I entered, that playful glint in your eye when you opened the door. I wanted to peel that shirt off of you and devour you whole in the hallway. You looked strong. Maybe strong enough to fuck me up against a wall with no problem. The idea of wrapping my legs around your waist as you plow into me makes my insides scoop up tight. I glance over at the clock and realize there's still a few hours before you come home. I reach up under my shirt and shimmy myself out of my bralette, pulling it up through the collar before dropping it right on the floor next to me. Yes. I moan with quiet relief as I rake my fingernails across the marks that are left behind. Now that my nipples are free from their prison, the friction against the shirt I'm wearing is sending consistent zings to my lower belly. I don't know how long I laid there, stuck in this sweet hell of trying to keep my ears alert for anything coming from the monitor, but struggling not to lose myself completely in scenarios of us losing ourselves in each other. My hand drifts inside my panties to find I am soaking wet. The smooth lips of my pussy are slick as I easily push two fingers inside, dropping my head back over the edge of the couch, wishing I could moan out loud. The concept of needing to be quiet is only heightening my lust, as I imagine that it's your fingers pushing inside of me instead. I pull my soaked fingers out of my pussy, rubbing the slick pads across my clit as I begin a slow, slow climb. I stop halfway through, pulling myself out of my lustful haze and flip on the TV, my hands still in my panties. I turn on something food-related so that I can zone out to whatever it is and continue rubbing my clit, my free hand finding my nipples through the shirt I decided to wear. Now that the TV is on, I find I can breathe a little louder, and the excitement makes me wet again. With my head dropped back over the armrest, I open my mouth to stick my tongue out, imagining that you're slowly pushing the head of your cock against my lips. I stick two fingers in my mouth as my brain tunnels on that image, and I miss the sound of you opening the door.